The Ashland Independent Film Festival is underway as of yesterday, screening films online in generally two-day bursts. A burst starting tomorrow includes the documentary Me to Play, about a pair of actors facing some difficulties late in their lives and careers. Dan Moran and John Christopher Jones will live out their lives with Parkinson's disease. And yet, knowing this, they choose to act in a play together. Let's pick up the story and its telling on screen. Jim Bernfield is the director of Me to Play. Jim, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Richard Herskowitz is here, of course, artistic director at the Ashland Independent Film Festival. Hello again, Richard.
Hi, Jeff.
And we're also joined by Evren Odchikin, who's the Associate Artist Director and Associate Artistic Director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, which is a partner with the Ashland Independent Film Festival in presenting the film. Welcome, Evren.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jim, start us off with the basic nugget here. Who are the two actors at the center of the story?
Well, Dan Moran and Chris Jones are two New York actors who've been in everything from Broadway plays to television and film. I like to say that Dan both gets beaten up by Jean-Claude Van Damme and gets to beat up Woody Allen, so we sort of run the gamut of all types of sort of, you know, being a supportive player kind of character. They've done all sorts of different films, television, theater, and there are people you'd recognize if you, you know, turned on a movie and were like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, there's actually a chunk of the trailer where I recognize the face. But, you know, how can you not recognize a face standing next to Kirk Douglas, I guess? But let me actually play a portion of the trailer here. This is about a minute worth, just to sort of set things up with what happens in Me to Play.
I've been inhabited by another person, and I don't know who that person is.
As an actor, you think of your body as being your instrument.
I was losing my balance on stage.
I had a tremor of some kind. It was uncontrollable.
My doctor said you got Parkinson's.
The last 6 months, I've physically deteriorated. It's harder for me to get through the day.
I was reading Endgame one night.
Samuel Beckett's Endgame.
I just felt like this guy is like talking about my life here, about Parkinson's.
This play calls for inventiveness and some kind of alertness.
I can't control my body or my voice.
My fear was that I would be a black hole. My energy would suck the play into a nothingness.
You know, the night we perform, I may be completely mushmouth.
Two actors with diminishing physical abilities playing two characters with diminishing physical abilities.
So that's a pretty amazing, very bold thing for them to do, Jim. How did you end up in the middle of all this?
Well, it is incredibly bold for them to do because it takes guts, because Parkinson's really does take all the tools of an actor's craft away from them. I ended up doing it because my dad suffered from Parkinson's and passed away about 20 years ago. And when Dan, who's an old friend of mine, told me that he had Parkinson's, it was absolutely clear from my own experience. And so then, you know, he's a creator of material, and so am I, and we traded work and the like. And it's, at some point he said, I really want to do this play. And I said, I'd really like to chronicle this. It seems like just the kind of thing that I think we'll see how it goes, but it could be really an optimistic way to address this disease, which, of course, has no cure and is just degenerative and in the end takes away everything. But maybe there's, you know, a flag we can plant to say, you know, you can do what you want to do if you face it like these guys do.
Evren Odchikin, come on in here and tell us about Samuel Beckett's Endgame.
Well, it's one of those signature plays by this writer where I would say that it's sort of usually approached as an end of life or a post-apocalyptic piece about two characters with diminishing physical abilities. One of them is blind and one of them has a difficulty getting around, sort of trying to get through the end of their lives and really make sense of it. It was actually really eye-opening for me as someone who's loved this play for a long time to learn about Beckett's sort of relationship to Parkinson's and how the play was written in a certain way in response to that, although oversimplifying Beckett's plays is always dangerous because I feel like he doesn't write in a linear or realistic way. He takes inspiration from all sorts of things and blends them together into a real exploration of, you know, the human condition, I guess. But I have to say, as someone who has had personal experience with Parkinson's in his family, once I heard Jim talk about it and I got to see this beautiful, moving film, it really opened up the play for me in a totally different way. It's been actually, the film in itself is very moving, as I said, and quite funny to everyone's surprise, probably from the topic, but also for me artistically, it's been a real gift to get to engage. Sort of, it's re-engaged me with this play in a way that I sort of keep thinking about it differently now.
Richard Herskowitz, this must have been a very appealing thing to be able to put into the Ashland Independent Film Festival then.
That's right, for many reasons. I mean, one is that, we have four tracks running through our festival, and one of them is arts. So I'm always looking for a variety of arts, and I often look for films that connect with our very theater-oriented community, also ways to partner with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. There's usually a film every year that does so. Evren, of course, had a personal connection to the topic and was the perfect person to conduct the Q&A with Jim at the end of the screening when we run it this weekend.
And so it will be available for screening on Saturday and Sunday, is that right, the 17th and 18th?
Correct. All of our feature films are available for 48 hours. And, just going to ashlandfilm.org and downloading the schedule, you'll see the 48-hour blocks in which the features are showing. Anyway, Meet to Play has this weekend.
Richard Herskowitz from the Ashland Independent Film Festival here with us on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking primarily about the movie. I keep wanting to call it a play. It's called Me to Play, a documentary film about actors working late in their careers on stage with Parkinson's disease. Jim Burnfield, the director, is with us as well, as is Evren Ojikin, Associate Artistic Director of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, which is a partner in presenting the film with AIFF. You can join the conversation on the Exchange. Your questions, your comments, welcome at 800-838-3700. By phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, Jim, as Dan and Chris were talking about which came first? I guess I'm looking for a chicken and egg moment here. Did they decide they wanted to do a last play together, or did Endgame make them decide to do the last play together?
It's really the latter. I mean, I think that these guys both expected that theater and acting would be something that carried them through to the their last moment or their last dying breath, but they basically sort of saw the writing on the wall, I think, as their options deteriorated and their physical abilities deteriorated. And Dan, as one does with Parkinson's, spent many late hours, just poring over texts and the like, and found Beckett's discussion of Parkinson's really seminal here, and got in touch with Chris, and they started running lines and such like that, and they felt that they really had something here. They are two incredibly gifted actors, so their hope was that they could do this not just well for guys with Parkinson's, but well enough to really, draw the applause that and earn it. And they really do, and it's exciting to see them struggle and try to climb this mountain, because it's two-hander. It's literally two people on stage for 100 minutes or something like that. And with Parkinson's, that's incredibly difficult. So they set themselves up with a phenomenal challenge. And that's sort of that challenge is sort of the egg, I guess, that starts this whole thing.
And when did this all take place? This is clearly pre-pandemic. I presume it is anyway.
It certainly is pre-pandemic. I've been editing it for a very long time. They did this performance in a summer, I'll say in the Obama administration.
Okay. I apologize, by the way, since you're the editor, for the way I chopped up your trailer, but I have to make things work a little easier for radio than for the eye.
Oh, so. Of course. No, that makes perfect sense. And I think you did a great job of giving some of the key sort of elements to telling the story audio-wise.
Well, the trailer it provides a lot there. I mean, you get a real sense of what goes on here. Evren Ojikin, talk about doing Beckett, though. I mean, even at the top of your game as an actor, it's tough material. It can be, can't it?
It is. It's a purposefully challenging material that usually is dealing with something really dark and is sort of requires a great deal of control of body and voice, which are, of course, in mental capacity, because the lines are always repeated and it has a very circular nature. So, actors who are at peak condition will get confused, will lose their lines, and, you know, sort of have to function within this very specific world Beckett creates for this play and really all of his catalog. And the idea that these two actors at this point in their lives actually decided to take this on, it's not just that it's bold, but it also shows you how much they love the theater. And that was the thing about the film. Outside of the Parkinson's storyline, which is of course central, that was really, really moving to me, was it's really a love letter to theater and Beckett in, you know, particular. And these two actors and everyone who's around them, their family, their creative teams and their supporters, really coming around them to help them do this show. Because I think, Jim, you said this in the interview that we did, it's not like they're trying to do this show well for Parkinson's, you know, people. They're not trying. They were actually trying to do a real good performance of this show. And from the clips that you see in the film, it's really, they succeed on their own terms. And that sort of, I again have to say, the film sounds, as we keep talking, like it's going to be a real downer. And what I found from the film that was really helpful for me as someone who's dealt with Parkinson's and his family is that it shows the life of these people who are living through their condition and really kind of succeeding by the end.
Jim, expand on what you were saying earlier, though, about Beckett and his comments about Parkinson's in the creation of Endgame.
Sure. So, as everyone points out, Beckett has you know, dozens and dozens of levels, you know, even in one word. But what we took from it was something that stems from his history. His mother had died of Parkinson's, and he'd been very, very close with his mother, and his favorite aunt had also passed away from the disease before he put pen to paper to write this. But as everyone's saying, and I think this is so true, Beckett strips away sort of all the artifice of life and all these sort of idiosyncrasies to drill down to the universal experience here. So, you know, deep in this play, you know, Beckett says, you know, there's nothing funnier than happiness. And that's really his feeling about this stuff. Nothing is promised. Tomorrow's not promised for anybody. And we just have to keep going on and struggling through what he calls this bitch of an earth. And, you know, this is that sort of comedy, if you will. It's dark, certainly, but it's certainly, I think he thought of himself as a great comedian in his writing. It was something that we really invested in. I mean, I think that if he was writing today, he'd be more like sort of Dave Chappelle than like a, you know, sort of philosopher. And, you know, sort of a little story about this is, Dan, when we were looking for a theater to do this at here in New York City, took me to where it was originally run, the Cherry Lane, and showed me the poster. And it said, like, you know, hilarious, laugh riot, fell out of my seat. And I was like, Dan, I read this last night. This is really dark. And he said, yeah, you read it. You didn't see it performed. When it's performed, it becomes this, like, vaudevillian celebration of life, really. And it has Beckett's form of optimism, which is facing the dourness of life and turning it on his head and making a joke out of it.
Now, the film is Me to Play. The Beckett play contained within it is Endgame. We're talking to the director, Jim Bernfield, Evren Ojikin, the associate artistic director of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and Richard Herskowitz from the Ashland Independent Film Festival, which is showing it this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Did you say the Cherry Lane Theater, Jim? Is that where it was done?
Ours was done at a classic stage company, but in the 1960s, when it came to the United States, our director actually was played one of the roles in this. The director of the stage play, I mean, that embedded in the movie. And so he really brought his experience of Beckett to bear on our production.
That was just a personal question. My father used to live on Barrow Street around the corner from the Cherry Lane Theater. Yeah, right there. So talk about the whole process, Evren Ojikin. I mean, again, you know, when you're an actor, you're trying to use your body and your mind for greater purposes, and it's failing you at this point in life. This is a scary thing for any actor.
Of course, and I mean, this is actually a conversation that's really ongoing in the theater community about, of course, aging actors, even if they're not dealing with a specific condition with regards to remembering lines and having the physical capacity to be able to get around the stage in the way they need to. Or even actors who might be suffering from different kinds of conditions or might have, you know, disabilities. How do we create access, both for audiences, of course, but the conversation has now really come out the stage. And that's sort of something we think about quite a lot, so that our, you know, stages stay accessible to everyone that wants to take part in our plays. And that's something that's, I'm hoping, will become more centralized in the community, you know, the theater field as a whole. We just hired Anya Nyaya Muse, who's our first director of inclusion, diversity, equity, and accessibility. We just added the accessibility
DEIA.
Yeah, IDEA is sort of the short of it. Uh-huh. You know, we have a cute acronym there. But accessibility was added to that because we feel like that's work that we have to do as OSF. And really, we're hoping that that will lead the charge for the rest of the field, because, you know, Dan and Chris sort of are dealing with this very severe condition, of course, and have their very specific challenges. But there are so many actors who are incredibly talented, like Dan and Chris, who are, you know, dealing with all sorts of access issues that are much simpler to solve, and we're failing those even. So in that way, it's a real question that our field is dealing with. And I mean, I do have to say, just as I said, the quality of the performance that they put out and the humor and the specificity of some of the physicality that you see in the film shows you that once they're able to figure out and the production is able to take care of them as well as they can, these actors are still have so much to contribute as performers. And that's really, really important to see.
I want to make sure we get the prefix in there from what Jim was telling us, the quote he was relating, Beckett's line, "There's nothing funnier than unhappiness," is what the essence of this is. About a minute left here, Richard Herskowitz. There is a talk back for this. Is that what you were saying, you guys?
That's right. There's a Q&A at the end of every single screening. We spent the last 3 weeks recording them, and when you watch a film at the festival for the next 2 weeks, you can stick around and hear a fascinating conversation, including this one with Evren and Jim.
Well, I'm glad you guys had a chance to practice before you got to the radio, and I appreciate that. But Jim, I'm almost afraid to ask, how are Dan and Chris doing these days?
Well, it's a degenerative disease, and so I can't say they're doing great, but I will say that we've done festivals around the country, and we're thrilled to be at Ashland. And it's really, as Chris called it, a real shot in the arm to know that audiences are getting to see their stories, and I hope, and they hope, take something optimistic out of it. So in a way, this is as two actors, they're getting their wish. Their stories are being told.
The film is called Me to Play. The stage play that it portrays is called Endgame by Beckett. I'm totally gone up on Beckett's name here, but anyway, you get it. Jim Burnfield is the director of the film, Evren Ojikin, the associate artistic director of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and Richard Herskowitz from the Ashland Independent Film Festival. Thank you all for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.